Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, and so on and so forth. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, it has been one of those days, just to say it. Oh, my goodness, trying to stay on top of my game. Folks, we have John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard, who's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes here. And that's what talking about coming down to the line means. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, again, we're here doing the work that we're called to do. Out of love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Luke 19:10 is what I'm speaking of. Mark 16:15, and the list goes on. You understand. If you want to call in, you can. Not during John's time, though, please. I'll give you that number. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to the page, top left side of the page. Go to Before It's News as well. It's the same thing going on over there, top left side of the page. And one more time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, I want to cover this really quick before we get John Schneider up online with us here. Someone just posted this morning, and it really grieves me more than anything, and it offends me in so many different ways and on so many different levels. But somebody just posted, and this is Modern Gospel. These are unconverted people that are sharing this message. And the post stated, Christianity is not being a moral person. It's not about being a moral person. Well, here, let me tell you something, folks. Morality is conformed to the truth, Webster's 1828. If we're to follow Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and he says no man comes to the Father but by him, how do you suppose we're going to get to the Father but by what he works in us through his grace, Ephesians 2:18, which is the fruit thereof of morality, right? I'm thinking of John 15:10 really quick, and again, just kind of dissecting that which is told to the people on a massive scale, which is just completely untrue. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, in John 15:10, you shall abide in my love. Love is the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37. Going back to John 15:10, he says, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, that's interesting that somebody would post Christianity as not being about a moral person. It's about a relationship with a God who takes up residence within you. Well, now, if you go to Acts 5:32, what does it tell us, friends? The Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. Oh, my goodness. Wait a second. So what we're being told is completely true by posts by professed Christians across the country that say Christianity is not about being a moral person. It's about a relationship with God who takes up residence within you. How does that line up with Scripture, friends? It doesn't. If you remember right in Romans 6:16, what does it tell us? Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. I'm giving you Scripture in the face of this modern gospel nonsense. Okay? Put that up against Galatians 1:8. If you think about James 1:12, what does it tell us? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Then he goes on and says, let no man say that when he's tempted of God, that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. And the Bible tells us then that you're tempted by your own lust. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Just giving you the pure gospel here, folks. When you go to 1 Corinthians 10:13, in face of the modern gospel, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you or suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may bear it. Giving you the pure gospel. Romans 12:12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is. And it's not in disobedience. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that we are to possess our bodies in sanctification, and we're to know how to do that. Folks, where do people come up with this stuff? I'll tell you where. If you look at the post, it tells you. It comes from a local pastor that's taking Scripture, bringing about conjecture and confusion to the people that don't know the difference in any sense of the word. I just, for the life of me, don't understand. And what's interesting is I'm looking at this post, there's 37 thumbs up and 4 comments. Well, of course, I had to put my comment in there as well. I said, your post is untrue. It's completely untrue. At every given turn, it's untrue. And I just showed you 1 Corinthians 9:27. Think of 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Where are these people coming from? You know, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, rightly said, again, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And we sit back and we try to figure out, or wonder why, in our confusion as to why culture and our country is going to hell in a handbasket, literally, Psalm 9:16 and 17, it's because the people that are promulgating or broadcasting or calling themselves preachers, which they're hirelings, in fact, John 10:12, that are preaching a word in contrast to what the word says. And that's the definition of conjecture. It stands against itself. It tells us in Isaiah 8:20, which comes to my aid even now, friends, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, the Bible says there is no light in them. They can call themselves Christians all day long, friends, but you judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, again, not by what they say. You know, and I wish everybody was adamant about holding to the word, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what it says. And it's interesting how when people give thumbs up to posts such as the one I'm highlighting even now, there's no word given back. It's just, hey, amen. Oh, hey, praise Jesus. And no wonder why culture looks at the church as an absolute joke and a reproach. Because those that profess to be Christians don't even know the word. They don't even know their own message. Well, that's a lack of Christianity, friends. That's not Christianity. And once again, showing you the straight stick and showing you the deviated one by holding to the word. That's what we do here. We're going to come right back with John Schneider from, well, the Dukes of Hazzard, right on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out again on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, we are broadcasting into 157 cities across the country, 53 countries abroad, television, and the list goes on. Again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. And with that said, friends, and without further ado, we're going to pull up our friend John Schneider. Bo Duke of Dukes of Hazzard. John, thank you for jumping on. I have a friend named Brian, by the way, friends, and just giving this proper introduction here, and he works in public relations, and John was one of his guys, and I said, well, bring him on. We'll have John, and I'm looking forward to having him. So welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. I'm great. I love everything you are saying.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I love it. I love it because, you know, this. I don't know where in the world people got the impression that Christians are supposed to be saccharinely sweet, you know, and not supposed to be effective, not supposed to be challenging the nonsense that they come in contact with. We've been given the ability to see the BS that's out there. And if we don't then use our God-given voice to call people on it, then shame on us.
Yeah.
Shame on us. We are not here to be ineffective.
That's right.
We are here for such a time as this.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. John, I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, we're called to be
that.
This.
You do that with everything you say, and I so appreciate it. And I'm honored to be on this show.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, if you don't mind, I want to go to a memory, a good memory I have when I was 14 years old, and why I have this stuck in my head, I have no clue. But maybe it is for this very interview that we're doing
right now. Is this
exactly
well.
Okay, right. Exactly right. You know what it is, John? It is a Dukes of Hazzard. I'm in the middle of the winter in Minnesota, freezing my hind end off, and I remember a kid saying that the Dukes of Hazzard was on, and I was thrilled to go watch it because I love the car chase stuff. I love the two guys always working with the funny sheriff and the funny boss hog and so on and so forth. I grew up watching you, John. So
I love it.
You know, the honor's mine as well here. So, well, you know, I go ahead.
It's so great. I thought you were going to tell me, and because of you, I have a scar on my chin.
No. No, not at all. Not at all. No, a good memory. A good memory.
John, I think that's great.
Well, it is, and I do want to say we even took the time. You have one of your General Lees in Murdo, South Dakota, which we happen to run in as well. So we kind of got the hat and the T-shirt, you know, metaphorically, but, you know, it is what it is. How was that show? I know it was like one of the top-rated shows during that particular time, was it not?
Oh, yeah, it was top five. It was number one. Like you just said, you're number one and number two. And way back when, we were the lead into Dallas, and for whatever reason, one week Dallas was not on. And so they had to, quick like bunny rabbits, put two episodes of Dukes up. You know, they were ready for the first one, but the second one they had to scramble. And when the ratings came out on Wednesday, which is important, I'll tell you why, we were number one and number two. So back in and no one had done that before, and the only people, I think, first people to do that after us was, I think, the first season of American Idol. Their last two episodes were one, and they were back-to-back. But the reason Wednesday is important is in those days, there were three networks. There was ABC, CBS, and NBC, and that was it. And they would get what they call the overnight ratings. So this whole, like, hierarchy of I don't want to just say city versus country, but that's the easy way to say it, the densely populated areas against the not-so-densely populated areas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the overnights would come out, and there were only 65 places, and we'd show up somewhere in the 40s with the overnights. The overnights. And then when the national ratings came out on Wednesday, so the overnights were Monday, the national ratings were Wednesday. Now, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have the ability to find out anything we wanted right now. When the national ratings came out, we were always in the top 10, most of the time in the top 5, and very, very often number 1. So there is power in the folks who live on a dirt road.
Yeah,
there are more people who walk, right? There are more people who walk down a dirt or gravel driveway to get their mail than there are that people hop into an elevator.
Yep.
There just are. But for some reason, the folks who are densely, you know, living on top of one another, feel that they have a more rights to our collective stuff. And we've got to change that.
Amen.
Because it's not true. I have no more right to stuff than you do. And, here's what nobody says, I have no less right to stuff than you do. So, I believe that we've all been given a, you know, God is up to something and we're part of it.
Amen. John, when you were, I gotta insert this into the conversation because,
sure.
Again, I mean, this will be a good memory as well, having you on the show here and having the opportunity to talk with you. During that time, how did you get that role and how was your life drastically transformed so quickly and what was that new life like? I'm curious.
Well, I had done, you know, I'd love to tell you that I fell off a turnip truck and they gave me the role, but I had been doing, I was only 18, but I'd been doing theater for 10 years already. Theater and magic and guitar. For some reason, I was in touch with, we'll talk about this at length some other time, but I believe we all have a design, right, where God designs us to do something very specific for Him, not for me, for Him. Because God's up to something that we're part of. So I started, I realized what I was supposed to do. You know, am I a screwdriver? Am I a hammer? Am I a nail? What am I? And what I am is a storyteller. And I realized that at 8. So by the time the opportunity to audition for Dukes of Hazzard came around, I was not only ready for it, but I was expecting it, which is an important word.
Mm-hmm.
My entire life, I have expected great things. I've expected opportunity. I've prepared to be ready when it comes. And this is, I think, the most important thing. I've gotten good at recognizing it when I see it. You know, if you're prepared for opportunity and you don't recognize it, it's just going to pass you by.
Yep, that's right.
Opportunity is something that's on the move. You've got to grab it. Right?
Well, it reminds me of Abraham Lincoln, who said, I must prepare, my time will come, and that's exactly right. You can't expect a harvest or you can't expect the rain until you first plow and plant. Exactly.
Right. And you are designed. And here's an absolute truth. You are designed to do something. God doesn't just make things, doesn't just make people. He designed you and me and her and him and them, every individual, to do something very, very specific. And your prayer, my prayer, I'm going to say it, should be, if you're not happy with your life, because God also did not design us to be unhappy, your prayer should be, God, show me my part in what you are up to. What have you designed me to be? I need to be it so that I can get on with my responsibility, my obligation, my part in what you are doing. And you know, if you boil that down, most people pray, you know, God help me. Most people pray as if they are up to something that God is part of.
Right.
There's a big difference. There's
yeah.
Big. When we made this film, when I wrote To Die For, I couldn't stop writing. I was inspired by a story I heard about somebody who got arrested rather than take the flag off his truck near the local high school. He had a restraining order against him. The American flag in America, and he was going to be arrested if he went within 300 yards of the high school. And he said, this is a free country. I pay my tax when I buy a gallon of gas. I'll drive anywhere I want with the flag on the back of my truck. And he got arrested.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that was an opportunity. I recognized that as an opportunity. I sat down and I started to write it. As I was writing it, I believe this was God. God said, this needs to be done and out by October 20th so that people can see it before the midterms 2022.
Interesting. Now, you're talking about your movie To Die For at this point.
Yeah.
John, folks, we got John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard with us right now. Just did a brand new movie called To Die For. We're going to come right back. I got him for one more segment. We got to take
a hard
break real quick. John, we'll be right back.
I'll be right here.
This sounds perfect. Guys, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home builder sentiment is falling for the 10th straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 8 points in October to a reading of 38. Builders say high mortgage rates that top now 7% have significantly weakened demand. Home builder confidence is half the level it was just 6 months ago. Two companies have pleaded guilty to supporting foreign terrorist organizations in Syria and agreed to pay over $777 million in fines and penalties. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace, says there are related foreign investigations ongoing.
The principal executives are French nationals and are being prosecuted in France or subject to prosecution in France, but I can't comment any further on any investigations of individuals.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Let's just get right back to John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard. John, I got to know, and I want to go back to this because I didn't hear that answer. What was it like at such a young age going from where you were to literally the limelight for the everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows what you are a part of concerning Dukes of Hazzard. What was that transition like? What was that like?
Well, it was not as it didn't happen overnight.
Okay.
Because we were working 12 hours a day, 10 months a year, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we were working so hard. I mean, we weren't digging a ditch by any means, but we were working so hard that we were really unaware of the popularity of it. For me, probably for the first year and a half. It wasn't until I went to Disney World.
Really?
It wasn't until I went to Disney World to do something and thought I could just wander around with all that blonde hair. that I realized something had happened.
Yeah.
And also, we filmed in California. When we filmed in Georgia, the show wasn't on when we filmed in Georgia. So by the time the show was on, we were filming in California. And, you know, Californians are just too cool for school anyway.
Yep.
Right. You know, they wouldn't dare go, oh my God, it's Bo. You know, they just wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was blissfully ignorant of how my life had changed for maybe a year. And then it was wild. But again, I want to go back to, When I read Dukes of Hazzard, the little voice in my head said, "That's it. That's what you've been preparing for. That's what you have been expecting. This is your opportunity. It is for you. Go take it." So I didn't go into the audition process. And by the way, that week I auditioned for The Great Santini with Robert Duvall, and also to replace John Travolta in Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I was a working actor at 18 years old.
Yep.
You know, so when I say expected it, I want people to understand that doesn't mean, hey, I'm really good and I'm going to get this. No. It was like if you are built to be a doctor and you're 18 years old and you see someone fall off of a bicycle in front of you, you will look at that as an opportunity to practice your craft.
Yep.
And you just may save a life because you had your eyes open, you were prepared, and you expected that opportunity. Shortly after Dukes of Hazzard, in 1982, I helped start a thing called Children's Miracle Network. So when I look back, Children's Miracle Network has saved thousands of lives, and we've raised over $8 billion. So couldn't it be true that the reason why John Schneider was ready for the audition in 1978 and became Bo Duke was so that he could be used as a tool to help create the single largest children's charity in the world?
Well, that's what he did with Moses. Yep.
Yeah.
He raised him up in Pharaoh's court. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back to this movie again because I believe this with all my heart and soul. I could not make this movie. I have been living and breathing this film so that I would live up to my self-imposed, that's important too, a self-imposed deadline of Thursday this week, October 20th, so that people could be coerced or forced or tickled or pushed into having conversations that they are currently afraid to have about the state of our country right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie's intent, not by John Schneider, I believe that this movie's intent, designed by God and used me as a tool to empower people, to give people a voice who are for some unknown reason currently silent. Because the number one thing people tell me when they see the trailer, and folks, you can go see the trailer at todieformovie.com. They say, "I have a feeling you say everything in this movie that I want to say and that I think, but I'm afraid to verbalize." So,
yeah,
this is another one of those things. This is another one of those things for me.
Yeah. Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, obviously, it was a stepping stone to the position that you're in right now. You just did a movie. As a matter of fact, Brian sent us over the link last night. We watched in part some of that movie. I got it right away concerning the patriotism, where you were going with it. And, you know, to me, and again, it's todiefor.com, friends, todiefor.com.
No, todiefor movie.
Oh, sorry.
If you say todiefor, you'll get a Nicole Kidman movie from the 90s. So,
oh.
todieformovie.com, or my website is johnschneiderstudios.com. But this is important. This is not about being important for me. You know, we have been oddly silent. We are now in a position where we're allowing the inmates to run the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to stop. I believe that the United States of America is the city on a hill. I believe it was birthed by God himself.
No doubt.
And that we have a responsibility to maintain freedom and the example of freedom for the entire world. Because if we go away, we are the last great hope of the world, because we are from the very breath of God. We are God's love for mankind tangibly on this planet.
Yeah.
And if we blow it, then there will be, as my grandfather would say, there will be hell to pay.
Literally. Literally. And
yeah,
John, you're
literally,
just...
Literally, literally.
Listen, I'm really... People are probably trying to figure out, Bradley, why are you being so quiet? Because, what do I need to say? What do I need to add to this conversation when you're saying the things that need to be said? And furthermore, we need to take it a step further rather than just talking about what needs to be done. We need to stand up and do it. And it amazes me, John, that we have these stickers on our car that say, you know, these colors don't run, but yet what are you seeing? You see a lot of apathy out there, a lot of tolerance out there right now. And I'm not one of those guys. I am a doer of the word. I'm not a hearer only deceiving myself. And I've been doing it for 23 years, and I've never looked back. And as a matter of fact, Jesus said, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. Well, I've never looked back, and I keep going forward. And the reason I do that, John, is because the history of the church is our backs are up against the wall. Here he comes. Our back is up against the wall. Here he comes. And that is the very story of our forefathers and what it is that they established. Over 250 years ago, here we are. Oh, my gosh. I mean, look at the Declaration of Independence, John. Three-quarters of it is what? Our forefathers saying no to a tyrant that would not be ruled by God across the pond. So I am with you. ToDieForMovie.com. ToDieForMovie.com. I got you for about three more minutes. Can I ask you something personal?
Three more minutes. You just made me want to say this. Folks,
okay.
I'm gonna blow your mind with this. Throw away Plan B. Plan B tells Plan A that you don't believe in it. Burn every bridge. Move forward. Burn the ships. Burn the ships. Anyone who has changed the course of history has not done so with a Plan B. Expect great things. You are designed by God to do amazing things that you have no concept. You can't believe the things that you can do. You just have to keep pressing forward, know that you are here for a purpose, and know that this country is the single greatest example of God tangibly on this planet. We must protect our freedom. We must protect our Constitution at all costs against all enemies. Foreign, and this never meant anything to me until recently, and domestic.
Yep.
We are being attacked from within, and we must not try to be nicer than Jesus and talk them out of it. They believe that they can take this country and turn it into whatever they want it to be. And what they want this country to be is not what God designed it to be.
That's right.
And if you want to hear more of this kind of stuff, then watch To Die For Movie. To Die For Movie. You can pre-order it now. It's half price right now, but we are independent. I'm not one of those filmmakers. My wife and I don't preach against the machine and then go secretly try to make a deal with Netflix, the purveyors of child pornography. We do not deal with
incredible.
Them.
Incredible. Incredible.
We will not. So,
John, so. I appreciate you. Let's do this again somewhere in the near future. I'm curious to know how your movie goes for you.
I'd love to.
Okay, good.
And
with that, you know what? I was going to get to another question, but we'll do that next time. And you know what? Here's the deal. I got 1 minute. I just wanted to see how the cast, and obviously you were converted back during that time. I remember watching a documentary before we had you on, and there was a conversion to Christianity that was a big deal. What did that look like? We got about a minute left. I'll give it to you. What did that look like?
It was a slight change in perspective. You know, big things happen with a slight change in perspective. If you move your head just an inch to the right, you'll see an entirely different thing than you're looking at right in front of you. So my conversion was, oh, that's Jesus. It wasn't like, oh, you know, it was not a big thing. There was a wonderful Stephen Curtis Chapman song years ago called Are You Waiting for Lightning? Are you listening for thunder while he quietly whispers your name?
Gotcha. Yeah.
My name was whispered quietly. It changed my perspective forever. And I am on the trail. I wander off every now and again, as everybody does, but I will wander back because I know what I'm supposed to do. and I'm doing it, and the Die For movie is a big part of it.
I totally appreciate you, John Schneider, Dukes of Hazzard, to DieForMovie.com. John, thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon, sir.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Just had John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard on. Did not expect that. I knew that there was a conversion there with him. But during the break, my wife came over and asked me how it was going. I said, well, the guy's preaching the gospel now, so I need to let him go. And I want to make a point with that, but I want to piggyback something he said before I make the next point concerning the gospel and just kind of dovetailing the first segment with the last segment, and we can sandwich everything in between, okay? And I'll get to that in just a second here. I want you to listen to this. This was Daniel Webster. And he said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Equating this to what John was talking about in the Constitution, don't forsake it, hold on to it. And he goes on, Daniel Webster does, and says, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. So, folks, we are the great hope. And I want to remind you, Americans, too much is given, much is required. Much is required of you. Because you are the light, folks. You are the salt of the earth. You're the city set upon a hill. And that's why the world is waiting for you to act accordingly. So I wanted to close that out and piggybacking what John just said. And I want to get over to this. I want you to think of this just for a moment. What is the gospel? Well, when I think of the gospel, I can speedily answer that question. It's what Christ did in me and is doing in me by coming to show me who I'm not, by showing me who he is. In contrast to the meme or the post that I was highlighting during the first segment. Hey folks, listen carefully. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Okay, we're crucified with Christ. That means we're dead to the world. Read Romans 6. We're baptized unto death. We're dead men walking. It's not me that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. My process was in learning that the wall wasn't going to move, and hearing the message, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. I had to learn the hard way. And when I think of that, I think of Psalm 51 verse 7, Isaiah 66 verse 2, also Psalm, going back to Psalms 34, 18, that the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes into convict you of your sin, righteousness and judgment, breaks you by bringing forth repentance and knowledge of the law, which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Let me say it this way. Augustine rightly said, the law detects, Romans 3:20, it just shows me, right? Shows me my sin before God, and it drives me to Christ. The law detects, and then when that grace is given unto me, right? What does it do? It conquers. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace much more abounds. It does not succumb. So when you hear a message of succumbing, it's not the gospel. And you're hearing it from a hireling. And there's no hope in the message. And if it is, it's a false hope. And it's based on the emotions rather than the Spirit of God. For the record. So, the Lord broke me into 1,000 pieces to in turn proclaim his message, not my own, while putting off the old man and putting on the new man. There it is right there. Putting off the old man and putting on the new man is conversion. Okay? And it's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. Remember, Jesus said to Peter, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit's leading. Romans 8:14. And I'm also thinking about John 21. If I repented of my sins, repentance towards God and faith in Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, then I'll now bring forth under repentance, which is found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 through 11. This is done by the Holy Ghost, right? Given unto those that obey, Acts 5:32. I'm bringing and inserting all this scripture just to show you that this is the word, and this is line upon line, precept upon precept. And then what? To preach his good news. The Bible tells us clearly in the book of John chapter 3 that whom the Lord sends speaketh forth his word, not his own. I'm not giving you my message. The only thing I can give you is my testimony in Christ, what he has done in me. And it allies itself with Jeremiah 17, as well as going back to Isaiah 8, verse 20, in the opposite order. Okay? And I want to say this. We obey not to be saved, but we do because we are saved. And we do the things that we do to get not to get saved, but we do them because we are saved. So he saved me from my sins, and now I live unto him. Period. 2 Corinthians 5:15. He saved me from my sins. That old man is dead and stinking and baptized, crucified and baptized for the dead. And the newness that I live is to the glory of God. Romans 6. Okay? Now listen carefully. He promises that I will be hated for his namesake. I may even be killed for his namesake. Matthew 24:9. The good news, my friends, is that my name is written in the book of life, and yet, Luke 10:20, and yet I must endure this warfare by preaching his gospel on this earth, 2 Timothy 2:3, and seeking and saving that which is lost. If you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourself are not saved. Charles Spurgeon, he's exactly right. Do you remember when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news? Those that know the bad news, now know the good news? The gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I'll tell you what, folks, I'd have a million people online right now if they knew the bad news. But most don't know the bad news. They all think they're saved, and they have no desire for any further knowledge of the Word that builds them up in Christ to know God. And I'm here to tell you, friends, they're no more saved than the devil is. Okay? But this is why judgment reigns, to drive you to that cross. But this is important, and I want you to hear it. In Luke 4:18 through 19, Jesus gives us a summation of who the gospel is for. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. Well, a quick study will show you that Jesus is not necessarily speaking to those who lack financial resources when he speaks to the poor. The word means meek, humbly, lowly, or poor in spirit, Matthew 5:3. These are blessed ones to whom, listen carefully, the kingdom of God belongs. The poor are those who know that they are destitute of the righteousness of Christ. Okay? Matthew Henry said of this verse, to whom was he to preach? To the poor. To those that were poor in the world, to those that were poor in spirit, to the meek, power under control, and to the humble. And to those that were truly sorry and sorrowful for offending God. That is exactly right. That's the whole purpose of the law. He was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those that were troubled and humbled for sins, and to bring them to rest who were weary and heavy laden under the burden of guilt and corruption. The captives are those taken by the devil to do his will, 2 Timothy 2:26. The blind are those whom the God of this age has blinded to the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So the oppressed are those that are oppressed by the devil, okay? And the gospel of grace, listen carefully, is for the humble, not the proud. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, James 4:6. The scripture tells us everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, Proverbs 16:5. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly, Luke 1:52. God therefore looks on the man who is poor and of a sorrowful spirit, and he who trembles at his word, Isaiah 66:2. Only the sick need a physician, and only those who are convicted of the disease of sin will appreciate and appropriate the cure of the gospel. So, in conclusion, avoid a sugar gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. Seek that gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills the flesh. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. And when you have found it, give good heed to it. That means pay careful attention to it. Let it enter into your inmost being as the rain soaks in the ground. So pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Charles Spurgeon. Folks, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beware of the modern professors, stick to the Word of God in context, law to grace. The law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto what? Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. And if you want a reference to the Old Testament, go to Psalm 19:7, where it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Folks, let's get this right. I am so tired of this nonsensical modern gospel and how people respond to it in such a favorable, fluffy, religious-spirited manner when it has nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. Okay? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.